My grandma spoke Indian. She'd say a couple words to us in English, but she mainly spoke Indian. And I just loved listening to her. And she was always, she was a peaceful woman. I just liked being by her. I remember sitting by her while she'd sew. She was always sewing, and I think I liked that serene quality about her. I learned that quietness, more a peaceful quietness than other than just being quiet. You know, there's different kinds of quiet, you know, so I learned a lot from her, and I just over the years admire her, but I also admire all my grandmothers because we're product of all of them too. I have this book, it's about getting old, and this young girl is looking in a mirror and she sees herself and she's old, but then in the back of herself is all her grandmothers in a row, mirror after mirror after mirror. And when I read that, I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, I want to be an example of what they had to endure. I want to be better. I want to live life more than they could. To me, that's important. My goal is to live till I'm 76. I want to live to be 76 because then I will be the longest living on both sides of my family, because everybody died before that.